personality of Godhead, whereas the individual soul is the eternal servitor of the Lord. The Lord inspires the individual soul to create what is already created by the Lord. And by the goodwill of the Lord, a discoverer of something in the world is accredited as the discoverer. It is said that Columbus discovered the Western Hemisphere, but actually the tract of land that was not created by Columbus. The vast tract of land was already there by the omnipotency of the Supreme Lord, and Columbus, by dint of his past service unto the Lord, was blessed with the credit of discovering America. Similarly, no one can create anything without the sanction of the Lord, since everyone sees according to his ability. This ability is also awarded by the Lord according to one's willingness to render service unto the Lord. One must therefore be voluntarily willing to render service unto the Lord, and thus the Lord will empower the doer in proportion to his surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he has been empowered or inspired by the Lord to create such a universe as the one manifested before us. The Lord also inspired Arjuna to fight in the field of Kurukshetra as follows. Tasmatvam utista yasho labhasva jitva satrun mungsva rajan samridan mayaivaite nihata purvameva nimitamatra bhavyasavyasachan. The battle of Kurukshetra or any other battle at any place or at any time is made by the will of the Lord. For no one can arrange such mass annihilation without the sanction of the Lord. The party of Duryodhan insulted Draupadi, a great devotee of Krishna, and she appealed to the Lord as well as to all the silent observers of this unwarranted insult. Arjuna was then advised by the Lord to fight and take credit. Otherwise, the party of Duryodhan would be killed anyway by the will of the Lord. So Arjuna was advised just to become the agent and take the credit for killing great generals like Bhishma and Karna. In the Vedic writings such as the Katha Upanishad, the Lord is described as the Sarvabhuta Antaratma, or the personality of Godhead who resides in everyone's body and who directs everything for one who is a soul surrendered unto him. Those who are not surrendered souls are put under the care of the material nature. Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Vudani Mayaya. Therefore, they are allowed to do things on their own account and suffer the consequences themselves. Devotees like Brahma and Arjuna do not do anything on their own account, but as fully surrendered souls, they always await indications from the Lord. Therefore, they attempt to do something which appears very wonderful to ordinary vision. One of the Lord's names is Urukrama, or one whose actions are very wonderful and are beyond the imagination of the living being. So the actions of his devotees sometimes appear very wonderful due to the direction of the Lord. Beginning from Brahma, the topmost intelligent living entity within the universe, down to the smallest ant, every living entity's intelligence is overseen by the Lord in his transcendental position as the witness of all actions. The subtle presence of the Lord is felt by the intelligent man who can study the psychic effects of thinking, feeling, and willing. Tasyapi drashturishasya kutos tasyakilatmanaha. Sujam sujam ishishtoham iksayayava bichoditaha. Inspired by him only, I discover what is already created by him, Narayan. under his vision as the all-pervading super soul, and I also am created by him only. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that nimitta matra bhavya savya sachin. Krishna is telling Arjuna, nimitta matra bhavya savya sachin. Just become my instrument. Krishna is taking care of all activities. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not a blade of grass moves without his sanction. But the living entities, under the illusion of I, me, and mine, think that they are the creators of their activities. Just like Srila Prabhupada points out, Columbus, he thinks he discovered America. Actually, he was looking for India. And he went to the wrong place. His steering and everything was off due to his bad karma. And when he landed on the Americas, he called the people there Indians, because he thought he was in India. He was actually supposed to get, the story goes, what do you call, spices, and collect some special spices that they only have in India. Instead, he came to America, slaughtered Indians, put them under his rule, and took credit that I discovered America. Even last week, I think it was, we had a holiday. They used to call Columbus Day. Now, because so much backlash in the country, I think they call it something else, President's Day or something, I don't know. Native American Day. Because America was already here, Srila Prabhupada points out. He didn't discover America. It was already here, it was inhabited. People were doing fine, more or less, materially speaking. But he came and claimed it for the Europeans. So this is our miserable condition. Things are already done, just like Krishna told Arjuna. I've already destroyed all of these soldiers. This has already taken place. But you can take credit for it if you surrender. I've told you everything. Now, Kurisye Bachanam Tava. Whatever you like, you can do. And Arjuna said, Kurisye Vachanam Tava. Whatever, how does it go? Krishna said, Kurisye Vachanam Tava. And Arjuna said, Yate chasi tatakuru. Yate chasi tatakuru. Whatever you have said, that I will do. You tell me, I'll do whatever you say. Because Krishna explains to Arjuna, these things have already taken place, and your only business is to surrender to me. This is all, it is not your credit. It is not I, me, mine. I didn't do such a wonderful job personally in anything. It is done by the will of Lord Krishna. When one sees like that, that it is Krishna acting, then one becomes very peaceful and satisfied. Because in this material world, everyone wants to take credit that I performed this, I made that, I came to this platform, I got these awards for such activities. But actually, Krishna is the doer. We have a right to perform our prescribed duty, but we are not entitled to the fruit of the result of that activity. Never, Bhagavad Gita says, be attached to not doing your duty, and never neglect one's duty and never be attached to not doing one's duty. So, in this material world, when one identifies as the body and doesn't know that the super soul and the soul live in the body together, side by side, and the super soul is always beckoning the soul, come and serve me, come and engage in my service. This material world is already going on. Nowadays, especially, everyone is saying, when things get better, as soon as things get better. I went to the doctor last week or week before, and I said, when do you think things will get better? He said, I don't mean to be cruel. He'd been seeing me for so many years. Heart doctor. He said, I don't mean to be cruel, but things will never get better. And I thought, that is like such a great instruction. In this material world, we're thinking, well, as soon as things get better, as soon as they do this, and as soon as the election, as soon as they clear up, and as you don't know. It may never get better. Chances are it won't ever get better. We have to be prepared that this is what Krishna has given. This is pandemic number one. They haven't even hit, what do they call the relapse? Whatever it's called when it comes back in the second wave. The second wave, what to speak of the new flu season? That's just coming. But we're always thinking mundanely, well, when it gets better. Someone told me yesterday, we gave lecture in St. Louis. It was a very wonderful occasion that we're able to go all the way to St. Louis and give the Sunday feast to 50, 60 guests. So the president said, as soon as it gets better, we're going to bring you here. So I told him, it gets better, it may get worse. Please tell me you'll bring me there no matter it gets better or gets worse. I think when you get married, they say, for better or for worse. Because things get worse. Maybe there's a little better, and there's a lot of worse. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dukaya Lama Shashvatam. This material world is not getting better. It's getting worse. It is temporary and filled with a little bit of misery. So therefore, the Vaishnav sees that Krishna is the doer. Everything is taking place by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the devotee surrenders whatever situation, and the devotee becomes completely transcendental. We were reminded, I told the story once, one of the devotees there in St. Louis, now an older man, he comes here for Rath Yatra. He was on Sankirtan in St. Louis, distributing books and being in a completely absorbed, transcendental mental condition, spiritual condition. He approached one lady, and she was very receptive. He was happy. And he was giving her a book or two. She was reaching in her purse to give money and kept looking at him. And she said, do you know who I am? And he was like, it's a movie star? Is the president's wife? I mean, I don't know who you are, no. She said, you have no idea who I am. She's handing him the money. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't know. She said, we were married for 15 years. And you don't know who I am? And he was like, oh, yeah. When we saw that story unfold at Lambert International Airport, I was thinking devotees are so transcendental. They're so absorbed in the service of Krishna. That was a past life. In one life, I was a cucaracha. In another life, I was a musico. And in that life, I was married to you. But now I have my new Krishna conscious life. It's another life. So devotee gets so absorbed in transcendental thought, in thinking of Krishna and pushing on this Sankirtan movement, that things in the material world that should be obvious, the material world becomes very distant. He wasn't even sure when he agreed with her. He was looking, I was married to you. It was for a long time, 15 years, 20 years. But his Krishna conscious life had given him such joy and satisfaction that he couldn't even remember his past life. It was something foreign to him. So Krishna is asking us this. You engage in my service. You become absorbed in me. Just become an instrument. Nimitta matra bhavyasavya sachin. Just become my instrument. And when the devotee like Arjuna says that whatever you say, yatechasi tatakuru, whatever you have told me, that I will do. No questions, no thinking about it. Arjuna didn't even hesitate at that point. Yatechasi tatakuru, whatever you're telling me, that I will do. Then one becomes situated in the transcendental platform, and as Prabhupada states here in the purport, wrong page. He feels the subtle presence of the Lord. One begins to feel the presence of the Lord and feel the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much so that mundane association becomes distasteful. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
What happened? Who was it? Was it Dr. Moody?
No, that was Divyananda.
Divyananda.